Good morning. We're doing Pirkei Avot with Rabbeinu Yonah. We were in the middle of the fifth chapter, the sixth Mishnah, the 10 things that were created Friday afternoon at twilight. And we were up to Hamichtav. Rabbeinu Yonah says, Tzurat Otiyot Charut al Haluchot, the form of the letters that was engraved on the Luchos. And we suggested last week that it can be that the form of those letters was different than the letters which would be the commonly used alphabet in the days of the first temple era, the first Beit HaMikdash. So that form was also created on Friday afternoon of creation at twilight. V'aluchot batzman, and the tablets themselves were created back then. V'yesh umrim, some say, af ha-mazikin, even the harmful beings, whatever those are, some form of spiritual being that's harmful. Ukvurato shen Moshe, and Moshe's burial spot. The pasuk says, "V'lo yada ish et kvurato ad yom hazeh." No one knows where he's buried till today. The Gemara in Masechet Sota says that v'kvar shalcha malchut harsha'a, the Romans already sent to try and discover where Moshe was buried. They came to the mountain. They did a lot of research. They showed up at the bottom of the mountain. They saw a cave on top. They climbed to the top of the mountain. They saw the cave on bottom. They went back down to the bottom, they saw it again on top. They split up, half went to the top, half went to the bottom. Those on top said to the ones on bottom, it's right next to you. Those on bottom said to the ones on top, it's right next to you. The pasuk ordains, lo yada ish et kvurato. No one would know where Moshe was buried. So that's an unusual cave, a cave which you can't really find. So that was also created in twilight of the sixth day of creation. Ve'ilo shel Avraham Avinu, the ram of Avram, that the pasuk says nechaz basvach bekarnav, and then vayaleu lola tachat beno, Avram sacrifices this ram instead of Yitzchak. So that ram was also created on twilight. V'yeshomrim, and there's another opinion here that says another thing was created on twilight. Atzvat betzvat asuya, explains Rabbeinu Yonah, elu hamilkachaim. We're speaking about a type of pliers, type of tongues, yeah. That the blacksmith has to hold metal instruments in the fire until he can form a vessel. The Gemara in Tractate Pesachim quotes the following braisa. Rabbi Yehuda said, in order to make tongues, you need tongues. How are you going to handle things in the fire? Tzavta kamaita man avdala, who made the first pair of tongues, Rabbi Yehuda asked. Ela bidei biriyah bidei shamayimi, but rather it was created in the hands of heaven. Amu lo avshay asena bitfus vikmena kivun. They answered him, it doesn't have to be that way. It could be that they melted metal, and then they put it into a form. And that's how they were able to make the tongues, by melting metal initially. And then you can melt it into a certain form, pour it into a form that gives it the form of tongues. So they didn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda that this was a necessary creation. Why were these 10 things important to enumerate? The Mishnah is teaching us that everything Hashem created with a stipulation that if necessary, if the time will come, that their nature would have to change, so they would change. So if the donkey ordinarily cannot talk, but there comes a time where Hashem wants the donkey to talk, so the donkey will change its nature. Shein davar mechudash ba'olam. The pasuk says, Ein chadash tachat Hashemesh. So nothing new is going to happen. So then, what the Mishnah is enumerating is that initially, from the time of creation, Hashem already planned that the earth should split under Korach. Shelo alav b'machshava b'maseh b'reshit, kshenitlu amorot b'yom revi'i, gozar aleim sheyamdu liyoshov l'chizkiyahu. Everything that was from the beginning of creation, Hashem built in the changes. So if the sun has to stop for Yoshua, so already at the time of creation, Hashem built in the plan that the nature of the sun would be to stop when Yeshua needed it to stop, and the same thing with Chizkiyo. Hayam shibakal livnei Yisrael, the sea that it would split for the Jewish people, v'chen kulam,
אלא שהעשרה אלו עלו במחשבה ערב שבת בין השמשות וכולן יש בין שינוי טבע. The point is that these 10 things were already planned from then, but really every time you see a change in nature, it's built in. Now Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't elaborate and explain. He leaves us a little bit hanging. If we had to understand Rabbeinu Yonah on our own, we would tap into the Rambam. And the Rambam develops this, both in the commentary on this Mishnah and in his letter in his Yemenite epistle. In the Geret Teiman, the Yemenite epistle, the Rambam contends with people who argued that scientifically they could explain why the sea split for Am Yisrael in Kriyat Yamsuf. They said that calculating backwards how the stars were moving at that moment, it made sense to them. They could explain it. So first Rambam takes them to task and he says their math is off. He says the stars weren't the way they say at the time of the splitting of the sea. And then he says, but even if they were right, it doesn't bother me, because a miracle can happen within the forces of nature. What's miraculous is the timing. When the Jewish people come in, the sea splits. And when the Jewish people come out, the sea comes crashing down. So the fact that within nature, Hashem built it that it would split at that time, that's okay, says the Rambam. The timing is the miracle. So I would have to assume that Rabbeinu Yonah is working with that approach, that that's what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying over here. Yeah.
I have a question about the first part of the commentary that we learned today. If about the Lukot and the letters that were both created, you were saying, if I understood correctly, that on the twilight of the sixth day, that the alphabet, the Hebrew alphabet, is what was created in its ancient form and its, what we would call, I guess,
My dad did that when I dropped my iPod.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Where do we have Shmatas involved?
Good morning, everyone.
Where do we have Rex?
Huh?
No, where are Rex?
I usually
do
not.
I did it. What are you sorry for?
Yeah, I caused you.
Well.